Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, and welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is a show with no boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. It is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. You can reconnect the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests. Debbie Bannister's in the house. Exchange Resources, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Glad to have you with us. And since it is Wine Wednesday, Robert Mott will be checking in from somewhere on the globe. I'm not sure where, but I'm sure he'll have a nice glass of wine for us to chat about this morning. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am your advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, or you can also connect with us on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Remember, the numbers I gave you, you call them for any time of assistance. And when you call those numbers that come directly to me, there are no operators standing by. I'm it. I have a great team, but when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any numbers, any need to save the number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. Let us celebrate every day. It's a beautiful day right here in Southern California. And it is National Chocolate Custard Day today. I'm always, I could go for chocolate custard almost any day. Even though we're celebrating today, we'll have to find a great location to go and get some chocolate custard. We're looking at the market as well. The markets are not doing a whole lot. I'm looking at the combination. We always watch all the numbers for you, right? So we're looking at, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average fairly flat. Down 6.83, oil's down 9 cents a barrel. U.S. 10-year Treasury up just a little bit. The yield is up just a little bit, 2.292. Watching what the Federal Reserve is going to have to say about that. What are they going to signal? Where are we heading with our interest rates? What we're going to watch with them? ADP came out with this private sector job gain up 77,000. A little anemic, but above consensus of 170,000. So, well, not a whole day there. Maybe that's why the markets are doing absolutely nothing this morning. Continuing right along, we've talked about before, we're looking at what's in the news, because right here in California, we can watch the roadmap. Connecticut, they've got an dilemma going on in Connecticut now, and California might have the same dilemma coming up. See, Connecticut decided they were going to tax the rich more. And something they figured they were just a little ignorant to, and that generally goes to some of our liberal friends. They think they can control people. But you see, when you've got a boatload of money, not only do you get the same one as all the rest of us, you can vote with your feet. And not a lot of people are voting with your feet. What they've done, they left Connecticut. They want the state, and now they're looking at a budget deficit. Their revenues for the next 2 years downgraded by $1.46 billion. Yeah, a little painful right there, isn't it, Connecticut? California, maybe you ought to follow suit. And people can leave. They don't have to stay here anymore. Why do you think there are people moving, supposedly, to Wyoming, to Montana, to Texas? Well, they're moving to these because they don't have to stay in tax form. They don't have to deal with all these guidelines. They can move family over there. They can have their primary residence in those areas. And then what they end up doing is they want a vacation for 179 days a year in California. They can do that. Or 179 days a year in Connecticut. They can do that. And those are not primary residences. They're a home. So they don't have to pay the same tax. Tax advice, talk to your tax person about that, but just realize that is the way it goes. There, you have that opportunity. Now, we're also talking about opportunity, and be careful. I'm hearing more, and this is one of the things that we're gonna say Bannister about a little later today. But I'm hearing more and more about these rich, quick schemes investing in state. Yeah, and you can use somebody else to make a boatload of money and do some homework, please. If it's too good to do, explore it a little further. Think about this. I heard as I was coming into the studio this morning a commercial on radio about going to a free 2-hour informational seminar. Scratch my head right there. 2-hour informational seminar that they're advertising on radio, and it's not free to advertise it. So what's this? cash there. And then they're going to tell you how they've made a lot of money in real estate using somebody else's money. Do you think the people that are lending that money are stupid? So there's going to be a lot more. My guess, it's not a guess, it's probably experience, that when they get you to this two-hour seminar, they're going to want to sell you a $100 or $15,000 seminar. We have to be done the following weekend. They get you all riled up and all excited, and then they push that out right there. Think about the way these things work. There's another one I saw. It's a $20,000 seminar. Go to Tahoe for $20,000, and we'll show you everything we know how to make money. Well, what that equates to is they know how to do seminars, charging people lots of money, so they get lots of money. Now, do you think you can do that? Is it duplicatable? Probably not. So be careful of these things. Watch what you're doing. There are ways to make money. There are ways to invest in real estate. There are a lot of people that do very, very well. But it's the old-fashioned way. No, not E.F. Hutton, for those people that are old like me and remember the E.F. Hutton commercials that people listen. You have to earn it. That's the whole idea here. Now, one of the fun ones I'm just watching, I just saw this came, I mean, this isn't even on our rundown for this morning. I thought I'd throw this in there because it came across my desk very, very late. Zillow being sued by a homeowner because its estimate is lower than the seller wants to sell the house for. Really? Have we talked about this before? I just wonder about these things. How in the world can sue a company like Zillow when they put out a prediction, a forecast, an estimate? Now, I didn't Google or go to Wikipedia. I probably should to figure out what is the precise definition of estimate. Somebody's opinion of what the value is. Isn't that basically the issue right there? So if they're estimating it, how can you sue them? Can they be wrong? We're talking about what their opinion is. I give you my opinion every day. A lot of people think it's wrong. But then again, we just talk about, you know, and I show you, it is my opinion. So, this, and I look at the article where they're talking about the idea that gives you an idea of value. Now, if you think, I must have been involved in real estate in the 80s, early 80s. Every seller I've across thinks their house is more than every box is worth. It's just the worst. Now, Zillow, they're a third party to care less. I mean, if your house is worth $400,000 or $450,000, do you think Zillow cares? No, they're just sharing information. They want to try and give out good information. Otherwise, they can't sell the advertising on the right side that they do, right? That's their business. They're in the business of real estate. They're an advertising business. So even we've even shared the article, they got the value of their CEO's home wrong. If they can't get the value of their own CEO's home, do you think they're going to get yours accurate? Share the information because they put out the statistics as to how far off they estimate or what the margin of error is on their Zestimates, they call it. Yet people continue. I wonder if they'll make the most money on this lawsuit. Yep, the attorney. Probably be the only one to make money on it. And then I suggest that this homeowner, whoever he might be, probably the name of it, Barbara Anderson, is the real estate attorney. she's probably loving life right now, getting all this and charging her client both. But her client has one property that they're dealing with, otherwise they wouldn't be doing something like this. Zillow probably has a staff of attorneys sitting there who have nothing else to do. They just respect out the money. Just a thought. Think about those concepts when you're going and looking into the potential of a lawsuit. Who's going to make money on the lawsuit? Now, I'm all for people doing what's right and getting what they're entitled to. But really, when you think about it, lawsuits get to the point in our country where the loser pays the winner's fees. We're going to consistently be looking at these issues where it's very difficult to see who the winners and losers are in these lawsuits, and the attorneys will end up being the only winners in the lawsuit. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, It's going to be wine time with Robert Mott. We're going to check out what's in store today. What are we going to learn new? Robert's always got some great information for us. We're going to also learn about a 1031 exchange. And no, it is not 1030. I'm looking at the clock for those of you watching us on Montego Radio. So we'll chat about understanding that a little bit as well. Buying a home, do you know the lingo? Medical debt mistakes to avoid. Five cars that deliver the best value over 5 years. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. Back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. With market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Do you have a little bit of equity in your property, maybe even a lot of equity in your property? Reverse mortgage might be the right solution for you. I guarantee one thing, and I don't guarantee a whole lot of things, but I guarantee you will never go wrong getting educated about a loan product. Just a thought there for you. Three medical debt mistakes to avoid. Many consumers take their medical bills at face value and pay the price. They're hurt by shopping around beforehand, double-checking bills, negotiating your out-of-expenses. Three mistakes to avoid. Number one, not shopping around. Start by knowing the cost of services. Number two, taking your real estate value. There's a large number of people who touch your medical bill when you go to the medical office, from service providers, nurses, office administrators, bills. I do know of an instance where somebody actually was administered after they had passed away. Don't know exactly how it works, but it was on the bill. And number three is not negotiating payment options. There are options available to pay cash for a medical bill. I have even noticed, even on my own insurance, we looked one day, and if we went to Walmart for, it was a very, very common medicine, we went to Walmart without telling them we had insurance, it was $4 for the prescription, yet if we went and paid our copay, I think it was going to be $20. Think about those things. Take a look at those things in advance. Just a thought for you. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. And I guess we should have our intro music for Robert Mott. Is it? There it is. Means it is time for our Wednesday morning chat with Robert Mott. We even figured out how to do it on the right day today. Robert, good morning.
Amazing. Good morning. How are you doing, Ron?
I am doing wonderful, although I'm not in the Coachella Valley, so I'm not enjoying life like I was last week. But I thought a little bit about wine anyway, and I saw this in the notes, and it fascinated me because I didn't understand it. I saw it when I was out in Paso Robles a couple weeks ago. They were talking about a rose wine. They didn't call it a rosé. It was a rose wine. And it was basically, I guess it was a red wine that they got the juice out of but left the skin on it a little longer so it got like a rosy color. It brought the thought, can you grow red and white grapes together in the same vineyard? Does it work that way?
Well, you don't get that result when you do those two in the same vineyard. And actually, what you described actually is exactly how you make rosé wines. I think they're just being cute on the marketing side to call it rose wine, but that's just my opinion. So anyway, domesticated grapevines are not real romantic when it comes to plants. They're hermaphrodites that self-pollinate. So basically when that means in the flower set, they pollinate themselves to become grapes. There are no birds involved and no bees involved and all that kind of stuff. And they were basically developed this way so they would grow very consistently and you wouldn't have that cross-pollination that you were referring when you talked about the rose wine that might produce a pink grape. Now, there are grapes that have been called pink grapes. I know of one variety that's grown in Arkansas. I think it's called pink catawba or something like that, but I think it's really a red grape at heart. But the only exception to this is basically if you are to get some seeds from some grapes and plant them and cultivate them from seed, you would probably see the more traditional plant for reproduction happening. And then you would, in fact, risk those grapes cross-pollinating and creating new and interesting hybrids between varieties of grapes. But no, you don't get pink wine from growing white and red side by side. That's something the winemaker manipulates and makes happen.
Okay, so it's all done there on site. So right along, then I got a couple of questions I saw in your notes. I got a couple that I had questions for. I love the idea of Stump Robert, but I've never been able to. So it's a fun little trial here. But before we get to that. Sancerre and Sauvignon Blanc. What's the difference between those?
Yeah, this is one that it doesn't really trip many people up because most people don't even realize. Many people, not most, but many people don't even realize that actually Sancerre is Sauvignon Blanc. So basically, simply put, all Sancerres are Sauvignon Blancs, but not all Sauvignon Blancs are Sancerres. So Sauvignon Blanc, of course, is a white grape variety. While Sancerre is the name of a wine region in France's Loire Valley, where the white wines are made exclusively from Sauvignon Blanc. So white wines from Sancerre are known for their kind of their acidity, their as well as their minerality or flintiness that you see. Yes, in fact, that's the thing that you really notice about the wines is on the in the Loire Valley at that and that side of the Loire River. Actually, that the cliffs there are very how to explain this. They're it's an ancient seabed, and so there are lots of shells and calcium remnants there in the soil. And so what happens is a lot of that gets translated to the grapes themselves and then shows up in the, as an underlying minerality in the wine. So that's one of the things that's very, very interesting about that. So it's a little complicated because you won't see Sauvignon Blanc in the label of Sancerre, and that's because labeling laws in Europe only require a wine's region to be listed. So if you want to know what grapes are growing in what region, you're going to have to do some studying. You know, obviously it would be very delicious or interesting studying. The fact that you, you know, sometimes studying this kind of thing involves actually opening a bottle of wine and seeing what's inside.
Interesting. So if for the person like me, basically you're looking at that, if Sancerre would be kind of, I would call that like champagne. It has to come right from that region or else you can't put the name on it. But you could have other items that are similar.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly the right analog to explain it to yourself. Is that Sancerre really is a very much a defined region in the Loire Valley of France. So that's why they call it that.
Interesting. I saw a couple of things that I didn't know if you've done any study on this. I've seen this is where we're starting to see half bottles of wine. What's the logic there? Have you done any on that or know anything about where we're starting to see, especially in restaurants, where they're ordering half bottles? Is that a new phenomenon we're starting to see?
You know, it's something that's been going on for quite some time, actually, in many restaurants. If they have extensive wine lists, many times you'll see a page that's devoted to half bottles of wine. And it's actually an interesting concept. If you think about it, you know, a half bottle of wine is roughly two glasses of wine, two good sized glasses of wine. And especially if you're eating by yourself or maybe it's just two of you and you really just don't want more than one glass of wine, or you know, you want to try a new wine, and you don't want to have the big commitment of having a 750 that maybe you will not like. So there's lots of good reasons for having half bottles of wine, and especially at a restaurant list. Now, one of the reasons they're not as prevalent as the 750 milliliter bottles on restaurant wine lists is that, you know, when you're buying. Especially in wholesale, and of course in retail too, but in wholesale, as you're buying as a restaurateur or a sommelier, as you look at the cost of a half bottle of wine versus the cost of a full 750 milliliter bottle of wine, so 375 milliliters versus 750 milliliters, what you see is there's a premium charge for the half bottle. In other words, half bottle isn't half as much. A half bottle may be, you know, 60% of the 750 or 65%. So sometimes there's a pretty significant premium over the smaller bottle. Now, obviously, you know, as I talked about, there are some advantages having that smaller bottle, but that's one of the reasons that many times you see maybe a reluctance in some restaurants to have a large collection of half bottles of wine is just the cost differential is there, and of course the consumer looks at it and kind of goes, well, why the heck doesn't a half bottle of wine cost half as much? Well, it just doesn't. So it's one of the things that it's one of those mysteries of life, I guess. I guess they have to charge a little extra proportion for the glass and the cork versus a 750. But yeah, half bottles are something that's really an interesting thing, especially in places that have a great wine list or a very extensive wine list. And you'll see them occasionally out in retail, too, if you go to some really good wine shops. And it's a great way to try some wines that perhaps you don't want to really commit to that big bottle. So keep that in mind and take it. Always look for that half bottle list from the restaurant you go into if it's a good wine restaurant. You may find a few real hidden gems there that you want to try.
One of the things I've seen is it appears that the, you know, from this article that I was looking at, that the half bottles are more common in the higher end wines. I noticed that Duckhorn is one of them, that they do a lot of their expensive items in half bottle versions.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I think you definitely see a lean that way. The more premium wines end up having much more, generally a bigger selection of half bottles. In fact, that's one of the ways I actually got to, I actually have tried some of the first growth Bordeaux's on a more regular basis, is I'll go into, there's actually a wine shop here in the Bay Area that I'll run into from time to time, and they'll have a selection of half bottles of Bordeaux. And so it's a great way to spend a little bit and get to try some great wines without having that big commitment to the very expensive full bottle of wine.
Great information as always. Thanks for joining us Wednesday, Robert Mott. And remember, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, chatting about real estate, 1031 exchange will be our topic. Buying a home, you know the lingo, five cars that deliver the best value over 5 years. You can reach any time our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned, we'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio with an everyday. There are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or any time at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Word on Wealth Sec today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for the next mortgage, could be a jumbo mortgage, it could be an asset depletion loan, hypothecated loan, or the basic VA. Love those VA. FHA, USDA, conventional conforming, whatever. They've got the programs for you. Cars that deliver the best value over 5 years. See, we're starting to keep cars a little bit more than we used to. There are some of them out there that are, according to Kelley Blue Book, that they're starting to keep, they'll keep actually, or they're getting a better value. Acura is generally one that's in that mix that'll get you some good longevity. The Honda HR-V has a subcompact, and my size compact doesn't work too well. We're also going to look at the Chevy Impala, and another one, Lexus, a nice car, Wrangler. Yeah, I'm not too old for that one. Chevy. Why are all of these cars that deliver value don't seem like they're for old people, like me? Well, we'll move right along. That's the word on Wealth. I guess we got to go back into Silverado. Just can you see that picture of this old man, Chevy Silverado? Yeah, a lot of people laughing about that one. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So we are going to chat this morning. We want to learn this morning about 1031 exchanges, and we're going to start with the very basics, because it's been a while. Debbie Bannister's with us. Exchange Resources, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So it's been a while since you've been with us, and now we've kind of learned from square one, because I'm just an old guy that tries to remember some of these things. So what is a 1031 exchange, going right to the basics?
The 1031 exchange is a tax return.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to go any further. We already like the program.
We love it. This shelter is to people that own in real estate.
Okay.
So if they have investment real estate, they have two choices, basically. Sell it, pay the tax, or want to sell it to buy more real estate, then they can utilize it.
We always want to figure out how to do, there's always a catch to it, right? I mean, trying to figure out ideas. We always want to minimize our taxes, do whatever we can do. Mm-hmm. If you're a real estate investor, the whole idea is you're not investing in real estate for the benefit of Uncle Sam, you're investing in for the benefit of your family.
Exactly. And that's what the exchange allows you to do. It allows you to use all your gain from the sale of that property to increase your real estate holdings. So you can take all that gain instead of what's left over after paying taxes. You can use all that gain to buy more real estate and keep it moving forward.
So when we're doing this, do we ever see any money out of it? Or if I say I have a house that I'm using as an investment property, and you know, maybe I've had it for 15 or 20 years, can I refinance it, take that cash, whatever I want to do with it, but then do a 1031 exchange down the road?
There's so many different rules and that can cause problems.
Okay.
The concept that you have could happen, but it has to be done right. So, for example, if you want to sell a piece of property totally defer all your taxes and not have a taxable event at the time of the sale, you absolutely need to be equal to what you sold and not take money out.
Okay.
That's the first rule. But could you call the partial exchange and maybe buy for a little less? Say you sold for $500,000, now you buy for $450,000, you want some cash, and then you pay taxes on that difference. But the refinancing issue can cause a problem. So, for example, when someone do a 1031 exchange, it's absolutely, unequivocally not a smart thing to do a refinance pre-exchange.
Okay.
So you don't want to think of that.
Don't do that, okay.
IRS will be all over you, more importantly, in the state of California.
Okay. So we don't want to do, and that's the whole idea of what we're trying to chat about, is ways to stay out of trouble. We don't want to pay taxes, and we don't want to get in trouble.
Exactly. But you can do a post refinance after your exchange, after you bought your replacement property. Wait a few months, maybe 3 months, let things sell, and then pull out money.
Okay, so we can still get some access. I know a lot of folks that, you know, the whole idea is playing the game of Monopoly.
Exactly.
So they want to take money out to buy another, maybe another piece of investment. property.
Exactly, and they can do that, but it needs to be structured, like I said, properly.
Okay. When you're talking about investment property, are you talking about house for house, or can it be house for apartment, or house for commercial buildings? Does it have to be like kind?
Well, the code talks about, uses that language like kind. There's like opinions from people in regards to what like kind is. The tax code is very what like kind is has nothing to do with the type of real estate you own. So if I have a single family residence that I'm renting out and I want to take the property and buy and do a 1031 exchange, I'm not stuck in buying another single family, thus being like kind. But what like kind means is that this how it was used. My single family was investment property, so now what I need to do is buy more property used for investment purposes. So that opens up a world. I can buy anything. I can go to commercial. I can even buy raw land.
Okay.
Even though there's not an income, IRS views raw land as investment property.
So we might get in trouble if we were taking that money to buy gold.
Yes.
But from real estate to real estate is what we're looking at.
Exactly. And anything in the real estate world, as long as it's used for investment purposes or the productive use of a trader or a business.
What about the geography? Is there any issue? So if I'm living in California, can I exchange it for something in the Arizona?
Absolutely. 1031 is part of the tax code that's national.
Okay.
So you can buy anywhere in the U.S. or maybe even in territory of the U.S. So you can buy anywhere in these areas.
It gives us a lot of flexibility, it sounds like.
A lot of flexibility.
Okay, so getting into the weeds a little bit, because I know once you, even though we got a lot of flexibility, there's some strict guidelines on it. I think you got to watch, you got to get that calendar out.
This is what makes it more difficult when I work with clients and I consult with them, help them understand ways around this. So, for example, when one wants to utilize a 1031 exchange, when they sell a piece of property, first of all, they have to set that up. But when that closes, that starts the clock for everything they need to do prior to the standards. So the clock is set. So it's close of escrow day zero, the next day one, and the two clocks that they have, I'm going to start with the second one.
Okay.
They get a total of 100 days to buy, close escrow, and be done with their exchange. That's not difficult. The first clock is what's difficult. The first 45 days of that one day is separated out, and the client needs to identify the property or properties that they will be buying. And this 45 days is very strict, because if they identify in the 45 days, now they see, and they can't buy what they identify, then their exchange is disqualified.
Wow. It does get pretty serious.
It does. But there's ways of working with it and then having strategies in starting ahead. Like you want to start in your escrow process, looking for your replacement property, hopefully get an offer accepted, and get it all closed in 45 days.
Now, is it a one-for-one transaction, or can it be, you know, can I sell, you know, especially with us being in California, property values are pretty high. So could I sell a $1 million property in California and buy three properties equaling $1 million, say, in Nevada?
Absolutely, and this is the value of the exchange. The exchange allows people to reorganize their holdings. So they may have this one in California that maybe in the red. They can sell that property, buy several properties somewhere else in California if they can work. But now maybe they can buy three for what they sold. This is the cumulative value of everything bought that needs to be equal or greater than what they sold.
Okay, so it's a cumulative value. That's a big issue.
And now maybe they have three properties that they're making income on. So it allows them to reorganize. It's a great tool.
Information. We're going to talk about this. I see a whole lot of other questions. A reverse exchange, using this for an inheritance tool. We'll talk more about all of these with Debbie Bannister when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also talk about buying a home, and do you know the lingo? We're going to get into that very, very briefly. We'll do that a little bit when we come back as well. At the same time, our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us at facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replays of Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube, stay We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our...
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990, real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Buy a home. Question is, do you know the lingo? There's a lot of lingo that or terminology that goes in. And even worse than that, a lot of people in the real estate industry, myself included, will cause a problem because we use acronyms, APR, LOE, DTI, LTV. Who the heck knows what all that stuff means and who cares? So here's one of them that I always tell people, who cares about APR? Now, government likes this. We have to talk about it. But it's basically the annual percentage rate. It includes interest rate, points, broker's fees. The bottom line on APR is, you can't spend it, you can't cut it, you can't change it. So why do you worry about it? Here's what's important. I always tell you this. Benjamin Franklin, that's not on the list of lingo. What was the total cost? How many dollars are coming out of your pocket? The dollars for the closing costs, the dollars for prepaid expenses, the dollars for your monthly payment. That's the important issues. Appraisal. Now you got to figure out what the value is of the property. That's another issue. issue there. Closing costs, credit scores, discount points, down payment, escrow, fixed rate mortgages, home inspections. A lot of information here. We're going to put a whole blog on this one about what all these different terms mean so you can get your information here. Just a few thoughts for you. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the Interested Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Nest, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. We are chatting this morning with us. We are talking about 1031 exchanges. Her company is Exchange Resources is the name. We've talked a little bit about history or some of the foundation of 1031 exchange in the last segment. We're not going to rehash that. It will be available, ronsiegelradio.com in the archives, or Ron Siegel Radio, or Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, so you can get that information. But I heard this new one. I mean, I've done Debbie with mortgages, but now I hear the term reverse exchange.
Yep.
What the heck is that?
Well, the reverse exchange can be a phenomenal tool. It's not for everybody, but for the right person, it can be amazing. What this does is it allows the taxpayer to find that perfect replacement property first, buy it first, and then at the close of the purchase, they have 180 days to sell what they're going to sell. So what makes this amazing is that for the person that's looking for that particular piece of property, and they're worried about that 45-day time clock of identifying what they're going to buy, they can take their time. They don't have to do that. They can find the replacement property and then decide to sell.
Market, in this kind of a market, that makes a whole lot of sense just because it's so difficult to buy property right now. Not from a standpoint that you can't do it, but there's a tremendous shortage of property on the market. So selling your property is probably pretty easy.
Exactly.
But finding something can be
helpful. Exactly. And we find this to be a valuable tool in certain circumstances. For example, maybe someone didn't think they were going to start with the reverse, but they're selling two or three pieces of property. And they found a replacement property. One or two sold, but the third didn't. So they can use the equity from the two to find the replacement property and then turn the next one into a reverse. So at the close of the purchase, they still get another 180 days to the last property that didn't sell.
So let me ask you this question, because this is going to be the most pertinent part. The benefits, or what is, I mean, I obviously tell that it's complex transaction. Do you need to have somebody like yourself, your company, to get in the midst of it? What is Exchange Resource? What is the role that you play in this transaction?
For all exchanges, including the reverse, according to the tax code, a client can't structure this on their own. They absolutely have to hire a third party to facilitate this type of a transaction. So the third party that IRS has created, this company's industry, were called qualified intermediaries.
Okay.
And as a qualified intermediary, that's what we are at Exchange. We specialize in only exchanges. We have a phenomenal legal staff. We have other experienced people. Myself, I'm an exchange, certified exchange expert. So we all use our expertise to make the best, help our clients the best way we can with the exchanges and help them structure it in a way that will be successful for them.
And I assume that that's going to end up minimizing the consumer's risk.
Absolutely.
from a tax standpoint.
Absolutely. So we help them. We help with their time frames. I consult with them personally before they do it. We try to figure out a game plan, A, B, C. And that way the client understands what they need to do, what the benefits and the dangerous areas may be if it doesn't come together, and then we have plan B, we need to default.
Okay. Now, the other one that I have a question that we have for you, dealing with this through the estate and trust inheritance tool, are there benefits here through that process as well?
Absolutely. I have a lot of clients that utilize the 1031 even in their mid.
Really?
The main purpose of doing this is they have three kids. And perhaps at that time in their life, the kids don't get along, but they have one property that the kids are going to inherit. So what they do is they take the value of that one property, sell it, and they buy three different properties. This way, each kid is in the family trust is assigned each individual property. Nobody has to split. Nobody has to share. It makes it a much cleaner transaction for their heirs. And that's just one example. People use the exchange to get their portfolio ready for the beneficiary.
And we talked about that a lot. That's especially when you start getting up in age, the trust, and it sounds like this tool as well, is a real gift for the heirs.
It's amazing what a gift it can be, because we don't have time to go into it. Because if it's in the family trust and they get their portfolio reorganized according to their heirs, then their heirs will inherit it with stepped up in basis. They could sell it at the time of death and not even pay a tax, have a taxable event. So it can be a beautiful tool for their heirs.
So is your company the company they're going for the tax advice on this, or do you work in conjunction with the CPA or the financial planners?
Yeah, we absolutely work in conjunction with their CPA, their financial planner, and they need us because they're not necessarily experts on the 1031 code, and we are. So we work together. Like, I'll give a game plan for the client to give to their CPA, or I meet with them in their CPA, or we do a telephone conference together so that we all are on the same page and we plan, make the perfect plan.
So what's the timing? How much time am I going to book to working with your team during this process, costs and things like that?
The timing for, I think just one good appointment
Okay. Really
works up front before they even get started.
And this sounds like something you really have to be planning well in advance. You don't want to call and say, well, Deb, guess what? I just did this and, throw a surprise at you.
Well, believe it or not, a lot of clients do that.
I'm sure.
And we still pull it off great. But if they have time to do it in advance, it's phenomenal. I see very few failed exchanges when we really set the time down to make the plan. That's real important. Then through the process, like until they sell the property and whatnot, then they can continue consulting, like with me, through email, texting, phone calls, whatever the client works to the advantage of the client. And then we help them so that when it's ready to get the ball rolling, selling what they have to sell and moving forward, they just go for it. Our exchange fees are $750 for a four-week. That's one sale, one purchase, $375 property, total $750, nothing more. If it was a reverse exchange or there's other tools in the world called a build-to-suit, much more complicated exchanges involve creating corporations and our networks on them, those are $6,000. So
Okay. There's
a whole
different world there.
But those are all the tax, all the tax deferred exchange fees are a tax deduction. And
let me ask you this one question. We only got a little bit of time, but from a planning standpoint, so I have a property, a rental property locally, and I want to buy a property in a resort area or a retirement area, not a resort area, but a retirement area. And maybe down the road I want to retire too. Is that something that's doable, or is there time frames that we have to wait, or how does that work?
The tax code spelled out a plan. For example, you exchange in, for like kind, it has investment to investment, so the first use on the property you buy needs to be rented out.
Okay.
So if you rent it out for 2 years, according to the tax code, then the client will become, they will achieve harbor status. And what that means is that IRS will never question them about that conversion. So they can then 2 years converted to a primary residence. And if they live there and sell it, then they win it.
And I would assume that then the idea there is to make sure that whatever that property is, there's rental income showing up on your tax return
Absolutely.
2 years. And that way you've got, documentation.
Absolutely.
Perfect information. If you want more information, obviously we just touched the tip of the iceberg on this with Debbie Bannister. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Debbie so you can get all the full details. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank accounts. All of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 806-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.